Service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOA News Time is 8:24. Newsmaker 2 Time here today. And joining us on the KVOA Sutherland studio line is Karina Sanchez, the director of CASA of the Flint Hills.
Karina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. How about yourself today?
Not too bad.
Good. Well, we had a couple of things we wanted to touch base with you on here.
Okay.
First off would be, I guess, the ongoing demand for CASA services here over the last year, really the last couple of years, and also talk about, you know, the ongoing need for volunteers and some of the CASA projects and programs that you've got going on. So I guess we can frame things at just about how busy are you and your volunteers right now?
We've been pretty busy. In fact, you know, it's one of those things where we've got plenty of cases that we'd like to, you know, have volunteers for. However, we don't have the volunteers to do that. So, you know, there is always a need for volunteers to take on cases. Right now we're in the middle of a class. You know, we've got a pre-service class. We have 5 enrolled. So hopefully these will have 5 new classes in February, and then we can start getting some more kids.
All right, let's go to the ground level here, Karina, and talk about CASA and exactly what this is. What does being a CASA volunteer entail? What exactly do they do?
Well, CASAs are volunteers, obviously. They're not paid, and they work for us, which is we're an independent nonprofit, you know, agency on behalf of the court. So they are trained volunteers that advocate for children in the foster care system. So kids that are put in the foster care system, although they are always given a guardian ad litem, which is an attorney for them, CASAs do an independent research on what's going on in the child's life. They talk to all the people involved, schools, medical people, therapists, families, foster families, and, you know, try to get a point of view so that they can make recommendations for the child's best interest in their court reports.
As part of that process is concerned here, Karina, what are some of the different ways that CASAs gather their information so that they have that full report here for the court and really pointing the court in the best direction for the child?
Well, part of it is just like they're monitoring what's going on in this child's situation. They collaborate with, you know, others. I mean, we collaborate with the St. Francis workers that are the caseworkers on the case. We collaborate with the therapist. We collaborate with DCF to find out information that we might need. So we're really just like doing this independent research and talking to everyone just to see what everyone's point of view is, what's going on, and if everyone's doing what they need to be doing, and what is in the best interest of these kids.
So, Karina, what is the time commitment of a CASA volunteer? Does it vary?
Yeah, it varies. I think that, you know, National CASA says 10 hours a month is the average, and that's like 2.5 hours a week. Sometimes, you know, if a case is, if you're coming up to a report, like when you're first starting a case, obviously you're going to be spending more time on a case just to get to know all the players. But as the case has been involved in the court for a while, it may not be as much. We do ask that they try to meet with their child that they're working with at least once every month. But, you know, our CASAs usually do a lot more than that.
Karina, you mentioned here that there's a lot of things that you'd like to do, but at this point in time, you really can't. How many cases do you have right now? How many CASAs do you have, and how many children are now in the court system who need a CASA?
Well, you know, it's kind of crazy because when we have a CASA stays on a case for the duration of the case, and sometimes cases, you know, average 1.5 years is usually where we're at because that's when decisions have to be made, that it's taking too long or there's stuff that's going on. But we also have cases where CASAs have been on cases. I was on a case recently that just closed, but it was from 2016. So I have been on that case for a while. And so sometimes we do end up, but I loved being on there, and I was always advocating for them till the case ended, and they knew me. They had a lot of changes in their lives, a lot of workers that changed in their lives. They went to different foster homes. They had a lot of things like that, and I finally, you know, was able to advocate for kinship, and now they are adopted, and everything's great. So, you know, it is one of those things where you can't say how long things are going to last. So because of that, you know, that I only want my CASAs to take on one case at a time, because we feel like that is what we can never over, you know, we want that attention paid to those cases, because the social workers have a lot of people on their cases. You know, St. Francis has a list of kids that they're trying to deal with, but our one CASA is just solely on that case, or it could be a family, and they work on that case by themselves. So because of that, it doesn't free up a lot of our CASAs. So, you know, we served 88 kids last year, and now we're wanting to serve more this year. But, you know, we've had an issue with CASAs that have been leaving the program due to, you know, COVID has really put stress on our volunteers. You know, it changed a lot of people's lives. I'm not, you know, and how things were done. So we're just gearing up again to, you know, build up our program, and that's why there is a need. Because I mean, if I was to look at some of the numbers, we're only serving about 30% of the kids that are in the care.
30%. Wow.
Yeah, right.
How long does the training process go?
The training process is 30 hours, but it's a five-week process. We do a session every week. So it's a two-part system. We do, part of it is online, where they do some work in a classroom setting online with the other students, and they interact with each other. And then they come in to, lately we've been doing it by Zoom, but sometimes if it ever allows after COVID, we will probably have some in-person classes where they come in, and then we also go, you know, we teach at that moment and have some work. So it just all kind of goes a long way. And then on the fifth week, they finish their training, they get sworn in by the judge, and as long as they have all their background information and everything that we need, then they are certified with the OJA.
Well, you can use the help, it sounds like. That is for mm-hmm. sure, and I would assume this is pretty gratifying for those who are CASA volunteers.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, when you see some of the things, that the success stories that we've had, you know, and what CASAs really do, you know, put in there because of the time we can spend, I feel like it that's what helps me. You know, knowing that without us, you know, some of these things go unnoticed, some of these things aren't being taken care of, you know, and we're kind of like the extra eyes on this to kind of make sure everyone's, you know, doing what they need to do, whether it's the social workers or having the information that they need. Because we want to work together with everyone, because I think in the end we're all wanting what's best for these kids.
Karina, before we let you go, what else is right now coming up here for CASA? You mentioned you've got the training going on now. When would be the next training that potential volunteers could access, and what else do you have coming up on the schedule?
Well, we know that we've kind of already lined up some dates. We're going to go ahead and do a summer, which will start in June, like first week of June. So we're working on getting that set up. But, you know, people can put in application, because the paperwork does take some time, and we do need to get background checks and all these things that we do. You know, we like to get them, the applications in, start getting those ready, and then when we get everything, we'll go ahead and give them when the class will start and the agenda and everything that's going to be going on with that. So we're hoping to have a big class. I mean, we're really working hard to recruit. So, you know, my thoughts are, you know, if you ever, and I'm working on doing some informal, informational type things where people can come in and ask about what we do and, you know, ask questions before, you know, maybe they're on the fence not knowing what, if they want to do CASA or not, but I'm willing to, you know, do that. We are going to be honoring our in May, we're going to be honoring our CASA volunteers because National CASA has made a national day for them. And so on the 18th, we're going to do that, but we're going to make it a joint event, maybe do a picnic and have, like, other people come and meet our CASA volunteers and also, you know, just go ahead and tell them about CASA and hopefully get some volunteers that way, too.
Chuck's ears just perked up. Picnic.
Right? Well, you guys are right here, so, you know, you're more than welcome to come in.
So we can come and just butt right in, huh?
Right.
All right. Well, we appreciate that.
Sounds good. Well, Karina, if people would like to be CASA volunteers, how do they get their process started?
Well, they can call us here at the office. I mean, we're 620-343-2744. They can go to their website, SOS CASA, the Flint Hill, or it's soskansas.com, but there is a CASA area where you can go under volunteers. It has some explanations of what we have, you know, what CASAs do, and then there is an application, and then they can send that, they can directly send that to me, and I can get them started and talk to them, and that's what I would do.
Well, Karina, thank you so much for your time this morning, and thanks for all the good work you do.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys, too. Thanks for letting us on.
You bet. Have a great day. Karina Sanchez, yeah, heads CASA of the Flint Hills here. Doing good work, and they are, Chuck, in need of volunteers.
They are definitely in need of volunteers. So, again, reach out to SOS or go to soskansas.com.